The following is a production of Snake Train Media. This is Urgent Frequency, the Sonic sit-rep for Urgent Fury, the hottest tactical gamer community on the World Wide Web. And now, here's your host, Commander Claymore Fury.
Hoo-yah to all you mothers out there. Oh, and of course, to all you moms as well. I am Commander Claymore Fury, and this is Urgent Frequency for the week of May 9th, Mother's Day, 2010. This week, we head into the final portion of the regular season of Urgent Fury Black, and we'll tell you where everybody stands as we prepare to kick off the postseason. With summer just around the corner, Urgent Fury heats things up both figuratively and literally with the announcement of a special summer SOCOM celebration called Urgent Fury Summer Boom. We have spies everywhere trying to gather intel regarding the revamped Medal of Honor from Electronic Arts. And as usual, we turn to our friends at GameTrailers.com who come through like the Tier 1 operators they are with a nice little interview with executive producer Greg Goodrich. We're the only HE double hockey sticks our mamas ever raised. This is Urgent Frequency.
Hey guys, it's Audrey Fear from PlayStation Network's Core and FearNet.com. You are listening to Urgent Frequency on UrgentFury.com.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
I rode in a gang. They left me to die after I'd been shot.
You can't change, John.
This is America, where a lying, cheating, degenerate can prosper.
It's you or me. The way I see it, might as well be you.
Red Dead Redemption, coming May 18th. Rated M for mature.
When designing Red Dead Redemption's multiplayer experience, Rockstar set out to make it as engaging as the single-player campaign and reinvent the idea of open-world online gaming. The product of this ambition is Red Dead Redemption's Free Roam. While many multiplayer titles confine gameplay to a small single level, in Free Roam, the enormous single-player game world is open and available to explore. This is your game lobby. You can ride across the plains, encounter other players in gang hideouts, or join organized games and challenges. Players can go out on their own or band together to form posses. Comprised of up to 8 people, your posse can explore separately or together. Take out other posses, fight criminals or the law. Jump into a group activity, such as a traditional multiplayer deathmatch, at any time. Or maybe just go on a gentle hunt together. Scattered throughout the map are hunting areas where waves of animals will attack you and your posse members. Or you can explore the world and hunt elusive animals. When a leader forms a posse, they can set waypoints for the gang to head to. If they jump into a skirmish, the posse can join in the fray. Several posses can fight at once, with up to 16 players battling it out wherever and however they choose. While playing Free Roam, posses can also attack gang hideouts, which are multi-part team-based challenges, or become an outlaw and evade law enforcement. Completing these kinds of challenges gives the player experience points. There are 50 levels in Free Roam, and the experience points meter tracks your progression. With experience, you will level up and unlock better weapons and mounts, new characters, titles, and challenges. From riding across the plains with a posse to attack a town full of outlaws, or going solo to take down targets, the Free Roam in Red Dead Redemption is attempting to change the concept of multiplayer in open-world games. But Free Roam is just one aspect of Red Dead Redemption's multiplayer. Should you choose, there are more structured competitive modes we'll reveal soon.
What does mine say? Sweet! What about mine? Dude, what does mine say? Sweet! What about mine? Dude, what does mine say? Sweet! What about mine? Dude, what does mine say? Sweet! What about mine? Dude, what does mine say? Sweet!
How is it that Urgent Fury Black, Urgent Fury's signature no boom tournament, always turns out to be so explosive? With the regular season all wrapped up, Clan Reps will meet Wednesday night, May 12th at 9 p.m. Central to choose playoff maps and take the first step towards the Urgent Fury Black No Boom Championship. SCK finishes the regular season on top with an almost perfect 11-1 record, giving them tons of momentum heading into the postseason. LPK finishes in second at 10-2 as they shoot for another Urgent Fury Black Championship. CKS finishes in third at 9-3 just ahead of perennial favorite Clan Uprising, who find themselves in the four spot thanks to a tie. 1% finishes in fifth with an 8-2-2 record. Other notables include Skull and Bones, D, and XIL, all of which eked out no more than two wins apiece in the regular season, which means they'll likely be looking for a spark via first-round upset in the playoffs, which get underway, by the way, Friday, May 14th, 2010. So, what do you get when you take the mega-successful Urgent Fury Horseman format and mix it with the fun and solid competition of Urgent Fury's Long Winter Nights mini-tournament? Simple. You get the hottest ticket in town as Urgent Fury introduces Urgent Fury Summer Boom, a SOCOM mini-tournament which utilizes the Urgent Fury Horseman team mechanic in what might be the last tournament event in Urgent Fury for SOCOM U.S. Navy SEALs confrontation. This is a free tournament event open only to registered members of Urgent Fury. In other words, pick the four hottest guns from your own clan or team up with three of your bestest BFFs for some good old-fashioned 4-on-4 fireteam fun. Applications for Urgent Fury Summer Boom open up Sunday, May 23rd. They close Sunday, June 6th. And, of course, invites will go out Wednesday, June 9th at 9 p.m. Central. Oh, and the important part, war begins Tuesday, June 15th. For more intel, visit the Urgent Fury Summer Boom section on the Urgent Fury forums.
Spoof that flashback. Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Greetings and salutations, my fellow Americans. My name is Harry Havoc, and I pride myself on being the sole supplier for high-rise billboards here in Corn County, where it all started. But like our billboards, we've been growing. And now you can see our high-rise billboards in Dixie, Tanback, Cookers, Willamette, DuPage, and Sis Lake counties too, and on a clear night from the International Space Station. My sole desire in this blessed life is to have your business get business by me doing my business, and that, friends, is producing quality high-rise billboards at an affordable price, as seen along Interstates 95, 70, 75, 52, and 10, and Highways 105, 92, 57, 40, 62, and 5. We've received thousands of letters from truckers, who I believe are the capillaries that run the vein work of these here United States, commenting on how they, as if swayed by the hand of our divine maker himself, may he bless my undeserving soul, have changed their buying habits after seeing my towering billboards. Some folks worry about my high-rise billboards being assaulted by high winds, tornadoes, or the occasional stray aircraft. But I ease their fears by letting them know that I have a dedicated and experienced mobile team working closely in conjunction with the Stormwatch Weather Hub and the FAA, who actually take down those billboards in times of crisis. And the good news? They're usually on time. So even if you're a small business, you can advertise in a big way on a high-rise billboard from Harry Havoc's High-Rise Billboards. Take the time now, neighbor. Call 1-555-ECLIPSE and ask for Havoc, Harry Havoc, and see why folks everywhere are saying, man, that's one big billboard.
There are times when you have so much to say, just so little time.
Excuse me, what?
Good thing there's Twitter. We got you covered with the latest and the most talked about topics, 140 characters at a time. Follow us on Twitter.
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
About 11 years ago, Electronic Arts teamed up with Steven Spielberg to create a mega-successful World War II first-person shooter for the PlayStation called Medal of Honor. Since then, Electronic Arts has respawned the franchise 14 times in titles that have always focused on the heroic men and women who helped change the world in both the European and Pacific theaters of operation during World War II. But with all the hubbub surrounding modern warfare these days, the company who perfected the past must now come to grips with the present as they put their spin on warfare that never looked so modern.
The war rages on.
Today you're looking at Medal of Honor. This is the first Medal of Honor that's not set in World War II. We are set in modern times and in the current fight that's currently taking place in Afghanistan. We had a story we wanted to tell, and that story was about soldiers and what they're going through right now. And the guys that we ended up being introduced to, these Tier 1 operators, they brought a different flavor. And, you know, they've really come into their own in this fight. And so we never really sat down and said, hey, we want to be in Afghanistan. We want to be modern. It was just, hey, this is a story we want to tell. And these guys are pretty interesting, and it's compelling. You know, we've talked a lot about the Tier 1 operator, and the Tier 1 operator has really come into its own during this fight. But we also tell the story from the other side, the sledgehammer, the big military side. And although you'll be playing a lot of this game as a Tier 1 operator, you're going to have the opportunity to play as a U.S. Army Ranger, as an attack helicopter pilot. So you're going to get both sides. You're going to get that sledgehammer, that overwhelming force, that feeling of being a part of a full force multiplier in big military, as well as playing in the shoes of a Tier 1 operator. And, you know, the scalpel, the more surgical, deliberate, direct action type of modes. And both sides will play differently. Get down! When you do play a Tier 1 operator, you're going to feel like you're doing some pretty cool things, you know, with the weapon systems and the gear and the things that you're employing in this fight. You know, the G-Wiz toys that these guys have access to, you're going to be exposed to that. As well as, you know, when you're playing big military and the hardware, the military force and overwhelming power that comes with being a part of those forces. The shooter genre is highly competitive, and especially in this genre, you know, if you don't show up with a product that's of quality and it's there to do something great, then there's no bother showing up at all. And so, you know, EA has really shown their commitment to this franchise. You know, we have a complete full team in Los Angeles dedicated solely to the single-player experience. And we've got a world-class multiplayer team in Sweden at DICE managing the multiplayer. Specific plans as far as when the demo hits, you know, obviously, you know, we'll have something out there for people to try and play. The game is slated to release this fall. We're going to hit it hard, and we're going to show up this fall, and I think our fans will appreciate it.
Oh, Well, that just about does it for this special Mother's Day edition of Urgent Frequency. But before I go, I'd like to remind you that you can send your questions, comments, or suggestions to me via email at CommanderFury@UrgentFury.com. Also, be sure to network with us via Twitter, the official Urgent Fury blog, Urgent Fury Unleashed, and on our web channel at YouTube.com. Plus, Urgent Frequency plans to invade the West Coast to cover the biggest gaming event on the planet. Stay tuned for more details. Urgent Frequency is produced by Urgent Fury Holdings and here in the studio by Allison Armstrong. With a very special thanks to Urgent Fury staff member Johnson 30 for all of his help this week. Thanks a lot, buddy. Until next time, I remain Commander Claymore Fury. Keep your feet wet and your powder dry. Hoo-yah!